The following is a Why Not Radio special presentation. This is Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway.
And a good welcome to you, everybody. Name is Johnny Brasco here with you, yours truly. I have made it to the Redneck Getaway, which is located in the Days Inn Bahia Cabana Resort inside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which about 20 years ago, as I have said in previous broadcasts, is the spring break capital of the world. Throughout the weekend, we're going to be bringing you several specials, which you'll be hearing in the near future through Why Not Radio On Demand, which you can hear on the archives page at whynotradio.com. Just click on the archives page and look for it. Just look for Redneck Getaway. You'll find all the specials available there. You can always listen to them through Why Not Radio On Demand, which you can hear throughout the week only on whynotradio.com on our live 128.96K stream. Thank you so much for joining us here. And what we're going to do for you is we're going to give you a complete rundown. We're going to interview each and everybody that is important and who's really important here at the Redneck Getaway. We're going to be covering all the events, which include the beer pong tournament. We'll also be covering the Redneck Contest, unless it's already passed. I don't know. And we'll catch every motherfucker that is fucking drunk. So stay tuned, everybody. We got more of the Redneck Getaway for you right here on Why Not Radio. Here at the Redneck Getaway right now, we are joined by a man who's huger than me, but also better looking than me, and also can hold a bald haircut better than I can. You first heard him on the Hump Day Lunch Show with Why Not Bob and L.A.J. Here's Lindsay from Curious Cash, the curious toy boy.
And $9. And what the fuck's this? I actually thought I was insane. The shit. You're giving me a microphone and you're dicing me.
I know it's a mistake.
You're dicing me into a really fucking numbnut radio program. You are so lucky. I love Bob and Jay.
No, it's true.
And you know what? I had some serious problems with Cybernet, Jay and Faye.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be a song in that, Jane Faye, don't you think? They sorted me out.
Were you just going to go?
I was there. They fucked me around with my hotel. They fucked me around with the booking. And, you know, one post on GFY and the world does the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, everybody's got to get... That's all it starts on GFY. It's the kind of like the National Enquirer of adult webmasters.
I actually wouldn't know that. I just post serious posts and, you know, and that's the way I do my business. You know, if there happens to be a link, it's just... It's arbitrary, you know what I mean?
But I'll tell you what, I do notice that in the last few months, I've seen a lot of Curious Toy Boy. I see that handle a lot on GFY. How well has the GFY done for your business?
It's a waste of time, really.
Oh, yeah?
I just get bored, get naked, get photos taken, end up on GFY. I was banned from GFY for a long time, and I'm going to risk... I actually said to Mayor, this is Redneck Getaway, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
This is Mayor's Money's deal. Mike, Jimmy, his team, fucking amazing people. And Jimmy and Mike was actually the reason I first ever got banned from GFY.
Why is that?
Can you say? Yeah, well, I will. At risk of getting banned again. Joe, if you do this, I'll hunt you down and kill you because I don't deserve to be banned for it twice. But
look for a 357 Magnum sound effect here.
I said, Joe, don't forget you only have a board because Mike said yes.
Oh. But wait a minute, sometimes...
Ouch, we're not going to harp on that because I might be banned. We'll just gloss straight over that and say, Bob, when are you taking me to Mexico?
Uh-huh.
And Bob promised me 10 square feet of his Costa Rican property
right. So
I can pitch a tent and I'm going to squat.
Literally pitch a tent.
I'm going to squat. I'm going to become a Costa Rican Indian.
I'm going to have
all sorts of funky shit going on because if Bob's there, it's going to be fun.
Find the hookers that can do some tricks. The Costa Rican hookers. There are some.
Really?
Have stories.
Really? Dude.
There's
dude,
a story. No, no.
Who are you talking to?
No, you don't
I will.
It.
I will give you the guidebook. All right? When you're ready. He doesn't even smoke, ladies and gentlemen. He's coughing like a bitch. I smoke like a chimney.
Sorry, man.
I've got a voice. Right now, JFK is taking my photo for the record.
Hey.
I'm looking at Mr. Fleshlight himself, Ramos. This is an amazing event.
Talk to you, Nick.
This is an amazing event, ladies and gentlemen. We've got people here that... Can you believe that there's people that actually haven't met me?
Brother, you're all... You're down under, man. You're down under.
Dude, I spend more time in the United States than most Americans.
Well, how long has it been... How long have you been going to the shows now?
I came to my first show in 2004.
Okay.
And just progressively got harder and better at it since then.
Yeah, yeah.
As I've said, everyone's heard it. Everyone who's talked to me, everyone who knows me knows. Mm-hmm. I never went to a show. I never posted on a board until I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about that is now I'm here in Florida and Fort Lauderdale with a group of friends.
Yeah.
And we're having a ball. And the business
just
has changed so much, you know. And
it's only Friday night. We're just starting.
Can I tell everybody here that it's... What time is it?
Right now? Oh, I don't have a watch.
About
it's about
8 p.m. 8 p.m.
Yes.
I got in at 3 a.m. this morning. I'm
you
still
haven't.
Going. No
you
one's going to take the bet. I had the bet. The bet's up on the board. The bet. Who wants to take the bet? I can't stay up until 11 a.m. Sunday.
Yep.
Are you going to die on me half
you're
interview?
You're going to stay... Wait, wait.
Actually, I'm really hoping he's going to die on me because this
hold
interview
on.
Will never be forgotten. It'll be... Remember that interview when the guy died?
Hold
that
it,
was
hold
really
it.
Cool.
That not, I'm in perfect health. So you're telling me you're going to stay up the entire getaway. You're going to stay up to 3 days.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're telling me? You can do it?
I'm standing on my head.
Now, how much liquor do you need to keep that going?
No, that's the secret.
That's the secret,
see, I'll
yeah.
Do, I'll do a little bit of Colombian snow breathing from the south.
Out of experience,
but
right?
But not as much that people think I do. But the secret of staying up, ladies and gentlemen, is just keep your rhythm when it comes to the drink. Continue to drink.
Don't go... moderation,
don't,
just...
Don't go...
Go in a pace.
Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Exactly.
And just go with it. And please... For the good of your health, it's a Surgeon General's warning. If you're at a show, do not try and keep up with me because it is really, really not worth it. But we have an amazing show here with people that I can't believe. We've got, I've been sitting here, Brooke Sky, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
can
absolutely.
I, Jesus Christ.
I need to get
Jesus,
to her.
Jesus, it's just, now, excuse me, if you want to, I'm actually going to, everyone, Carol, I want you to say hello to everyone in Why Not Land.
Hello, everybody at Why Not Land.
This is the woman that actually makes this shit happen.
No, we were on...
Everyone pretends that Redneck Getaway is theirs. Carol's now punching...
She got the costume right.
Dude, she runs the shit.
Right.
And right now, she's tapping me in the chest saying we need to go live, so...
You know what I want you to do?
Yeah.
I want you to go up there in that microphone and say, 1 hour for everybody to get their redneck suits on, and we're going to have our prize getaway, or our best dress.
Oh, the costume. The costume.
Ladies and gentlemen, you people that don't know me, I am 6'2", 265 pounds, a bald motherfucker. I have just had Carol, who is allegedly 5'4", a buck 10 dripping wet on her best day.
There you go.
On her best day. And she has just told me what I'm doing next.
Just gave you an order.
And you know what?
You're going to do
it. I'm fucking doing it. Thank you for your time.
We're going to come back to you again. Curious Toy Boy here at the Redneck Getaway. Right now I'm joined by one of the newest and loveliest members of the Mayor's Money team. This is Lucy Summers. How are you doing, Lucy?
Good. How are you?
Outstanding. So, first of all, I want to know, how did you get approached by the mayor, or who came to you and talked to you about joining?
Actually, I was found on MySpace, believe it or not. I liked my picture and was like, would you want to be a model? And it was someone that knew the Mayor's Money Company. And then whenever, Mike was looking for new people, I was like, ask them if they want new girls. And they were, and they were interested in my picture, so...
Well, now, let me ask, do you know anybody else, or was the purpose of the MySpace maybe so you could get some kind of modeling work?
No, not at all. I mean, it was regular MySpace, and just it so happened someone asked me if I wanted a model, so.
Now, the pictures that were online, were they actually, like, professionally done, like, 8x10s, or they're just plain, like, Polaroid pictures?
Plain old Polaroid pictures.
No shit!
Yep.
How in the world did that happen? Do you know anybody that might have told you about it, or they just simply looked for it, and that was it?
No, yeah, someone was looking for girls, and they saw my picture. So, it's amazing how fast it happened. One way, I was sitting at home, and now, I'm out here as a redneck getaway.
Amazing. So, now, how fast was the process for you to be signed and for you to start working right away?
I actually just moved out here and joined the team about 3 weeks ago. Yep, I just signed about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And my site will be up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so now, have you done any shooting yet?
Yes, I've done lots of shooting, lots and lots of shooting.
Anything you could tell us about, what you're dressed in, or if you're working with anybody?
I've definitely worked with Brooke Sky several times. Worked with Samantha Gage. I've done a couple of threesomes. I did something with Kat Young. I'm having lots of fun, and I'm excited to see it all get out there. But yeah, there's lots of neat stuff on my website. So
for those of you that are going to get to know you for the first time, who knows what will happen soon. You might blow up. You never know how well you're going to do. So what do you want people to know, being fresh to the business? We got a lot of people who listen to the station. What do you want them to know about you, first of all, when they get to see you?
Basically, everything that they see on my site, that's really me. Like, that's who I am. I'm a great girl. I'm outgoing. I'll try anything once, you know. So what they see on the site, that's me. I'm not acting.
Lucy Summers, thank you so much, honey. You are gorgeous, and we appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to seeing the site. Now, where is that website going to be?
www.lucysummers.com.
Just like it's spelled. Thank you so much. Right now at the Redneck Getaway, I'm joined by Amanda, who is one of the major organizers. The person, if I'm correct, you are the, my information serves me right, you're one of the people that created and innovated this event and made it what it is today.
Yeah, we decided to start something small last year, and I had a large part in last year, and this year we've grown about 3 times bigger than we were last year. So it's a much bigger event, getting a lot more press. And
well, let me ask, I don't know how many of the other webmaster gatherings you've been to, the Access shows, or going to Curacao, all the Mexico shows. So what stands out differently? Is it the motif, or is there something more about than just being in redneck and doing it all the time?
Oh, well, obviously the redneck part's really fun. Everyone dressed up in the redneck gear, cowboy hats, you know, short Daisy Dukes, things like that. But I think that what's nice about this show is it's small and people really get to know each other and have a good time.
So you're now, I guess you could say you're definitely satisfied with what's going on. Anything new in terms of contests or any events or prizes this year that you got?
Yeah, actually, we're hosting the first annual Webmaster Beer Pong Tournament. Yeah, it should be a good time, and it's something different, you know, not quite like the dodgeball. It doesn't take so much physical activity. It involves drinking, which is always good. So we decided to start that this year and see if we can get it to be an annual thing.
God, you know, but here's the thing. I'm wondering, when you do this beer pong tournament, well, you're doing it early tomorrow. So at least people are going to be sobered up and then ready to go again, right?
We hope so. We hope everyone doesn't get too drunk in the afternoon and taking naps at night. We're getting on the Jungle Queen for a dinner cruise to an island tomorrow night.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Amanda. We appreciate it. Yes, I have seen the name on GFY posted a bunch of other places. Right now I'm talking to Mike Vega, who represents Mob Bucks and Satan Cash.
How you doing, man?
Johnny Brasco, how you doing, man? So tell me, first of all, now, Satan Cash is a new program, am I correct?
Brand new. Yeah, brand new. Due to launch 6606.
When the program was being developed, was there a thought?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the next time you want to talk to someone about the internet, you want to talk about someone who actually understands the internet. If you want to talk who wants to leverage private into public, offshore, bounce it back through some securities and bonds, make $1 million without actually earning a fucking cent, then you're talking to the right guy. What I love about that is none of you will understand a word I just said.
By the way, Lindsay from Curious Cash, you're going to probably hear him a lot throughout the week. Look, as the drunker he gets, I guarantee you the more he'll jump in. And we're glad to have him jump in. I'll say it on the air. We're glad to have him jump in. So now, Mike, let me tell you, okay, like I said, when you were developing this, the date came across. Did that have anything to do with making this?
Actually, we were due to launch before Phoenix Forum, and then things ran late. So we didn't want to launch before coming away, so we decided to launch when we got back, and 6606 just...
Now, okay. So tell me, how does your program relate to the actual niche?
Well, we're gearing it towards tattooed and pierced, mostly. So it's something that I happen to be into, and when the opportunity came along, Mob Bucks focuses on like some of the solo and some mainstream stuff. I wanted to go a little more into the goth and the tattooed and the niche markets.
Let me ask now, are some of your models, are you expecting to see where, saying Satan Cash, you're seeing maybe more like dark hair, light skin females?
The current solo girl we're working with, she's got quite a few tattoos, but she's a redhead. She's very cute. She's skinny, you know, and she fits not necessarily the goth, but like the tattooed wild girl. Okay. So we're going along that line. She's going to be Katie Chaos.
And, okay.
And you know, then we have XXX pierced. Tattooed whores, trailer trash whores, a bunch of different sites that we're putting out. And we want to cover a wide variety of niches. So.
Well, Mike, we're talking to Mike Vega here from Satan Cash and Mob Bucks. Tell me now, when it comes to Satan Cash, now that you're seeing it being advertised on the boards, what's the response like, and what kind of traffic are you already wanting to join up?
We got a good response, actually. The beta testers have been doing real well. Everything's converting real well. The only thing holding us up from launching was the fact that we were going to be traveling a little bit, and we didn't want to launch until we got back. So the conversion should be good. We got a lot of good traffic coming in from my Mobbox affiliates that have been supporting us for a while, and then a couple of new guys that are coming aboard. So it seems like we're going to have a pretty good launch.
Now, do you see what are you looking at right now in terms of trade shows? Were you going to do a real physical presence? Are you looking at the XBiz Forum coming up, or are you looking at Internext? Where do you see yourself physically putting a real presence so that people can see and get a feel of what's going on outside of the net?
Well, I've always done the like the Players Bowl and stuff like that with D-Money and those guys for Mobbox. And we're going to do Internext. We're going to do the XBiz show. Those are already booked for us. We're not going to be going to San Diego this year, but we'll play it by year after the XBiz show.
Excellent. So June 6, 2006 at SatanCash.com. Mike, congratulations. You and your friends, congratulations and best of luck on the programs, okay? I am looking right now at the site, Curious Toy Boy and a one-piece hot pink, where his balls are basically almost completely exposed.
Yes, I'm actually going to question my own sexuality now, though I've never done that in 35 years. But seeing my Aussie mate there in the hot pink bikini, swimsuit, whatever it is, I'm really at a loss for words.
Not to mention, basically, it looks like floss from behind, okay?
It may be the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
Dog, I mean, ass cheeks are completely exposed in the back. It's just, it looks painful, first of all.
It does look painful, and that's part of the appeal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it shows a man that is willing to sacrifice. It's just shocking. Shocking. I don't know how to describe it.
You know, he could be one of the piggies for the Redskins team. You know, the people in the crew that always wear the pigs and always wear the dresses and shit. He'd fit in with that pretty good. Also with that hairy chest.
He very well could. He very, very well could.
I'll tell you what. You know, he might be in that little fucking bikini, but I'll tell you what, man. You fuck with him, I think he'd kick the shit out of all of us.
I would definitely agree on that. Me and Lindsay have been mates for many years, and I love him because he's the one mate that I can drink tequila around, because when I get in trouble, he will bail me out.
Now, has there ever been a point where there's been a drinking contest that you've seen him drink past somebody and you're surprised?
Anybody that wants to take the Lindsay challenge, he'll be happy to challenge you, and I pretty much will stake my reputation and next three paychecks that he can outdrink anybody.
Welcome back to WhyNotRadio.com's coverage of the Redneck Getaway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking right now at a sign that you can see on the pool deck here at the resort, the Bahia Cabana Resort on Fort Lauderdale Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you are in Boston and you are here, you are from Boston, you would be 1,490 miles away. On top of that, if you were here, you would be in the middle of paradise right now. There's a slight breeze coming off the beach. On top of that, you're talking about loads and loads of women down here. And, of course, the highlights of the females that are here are obviously the mayor's money ladies that have been here. And they're obviously, they've been just very sweet, very nice, just going around fraternizing, making sure to talk to each and every person here, and just making everybody feel very welcome. The mayor, Mike Strauss, obviously, the guys from Mayor's Money do an excellent job when it comes to putting get-togethers together. The ladies are wonderful to be around. I mean, just really hospitable, really nice. It's a really good gathering. You know, I mean, I understand there's a lot of the gatherings out there that people really enjoy. You go to the Webmaster Access shows, or you go to Curacao or Cabo. There's some good shows out there. But, you know, there are a lot of people that know the integrity of the people here. There's some good people here. We're just listening. We're just seeing everybody here and just enjoying the company. But there'll be a point where we'll be doing some coverage where Eddie the Cooler will be joining me. Once again, Johnny Brasco here with you with WhyNotRadio.com's coverage of the Redneck Getaway. We will continue with more after this break.
Cattails with the Cyber Cat.
I figure you're in the same boat because you're running off to New Mexico. So
I am. I'm into horses now.
Listen, bestiality is illegal.
So you're 2.5 feet wide. You got to be into something big.
Yeah, but you're only 2 inches long. So how's that going to work?
It doesn't matter. The horse don't care. Why do you think the horse is looking for a meaningful relationship?
Was your wife when she met you? Because she's still stuck around. You never know.
Yeah, well, she's 2.5 feet wide, too.
Oh, I guess after years of marriage, she would
be. Really short. I may be in trouble.
Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
Proven and profitable. That's the kind of company you need to do business with. Now take that one step further. Everything in life is simple. Here's proof. Cams.com. The masterminds behind LegendaryLars.com have launched the newest, easiest, and most kick-ass way to make money with your cam traffic. Cams.com. Exceptional payout. $70 for the month of January. Exclusive user interface. Live webmaster support. And a company with a proven track record. Legendary Lars. Walk the path. Live the legend. It's your path paved with gold. Cams.com. Sign up today.
Look out! Oh my God, it's huge! What is it?
It's Webcam Cash 2.0. Built from the ground up to be your traffic converting machine, Webcam Cash's new flagship site, Cam Club, is already blowing away the competition. And check out the new Spread for You with Party Chat, where your surfers can chat with dozens of models at the same time.
They have the most amazing affiliate tools I've ever seen. I'm making so much money with webcams.
Webcam Cash 2.0, built to convert.
We're waking you up. Every Monday through Friday, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. The Why Not Radio Morning Show. 3 hours of nonstop talk. Regular checks on news and sports. And your marketing moments every hour. Every Monday through Friday, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. Only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
We are listening to the sounds of the cover band here, which whose name I do not know yet. Yes, they're singing the melodic tones of You Are Mine I Am. Do you remember when? Yeah, there you go. Good stuff. Redneck Getaway from WhyNotRadio.com. We got our continuous coverage going on all weekend long. Of course, this is one of many specials we'll be doing here on the station. We're listening to a little cover of Van Morrison's tune. Classic old from 68. And at the moment, just to give you a quick heads up, we're now on the upper tiki bar. Well, this is the official tiki bar of the Bahia Cabana Resort in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Right now we're looking. I see Brooke Skye and one of the other Mayor's Money Lovelies. They're now doing a little two-stepping. Little country line dancer right now. Looking good. You know what's also pretty funny, too, is Brooke, Cat Young, they both now have belts, the nice little LED belts with the big digital crawls. You see their websites being listed. Of course, that's brooksky.com, BROOKESKYE.com, and catyoung.com, KATYOUNG.com. Yes, we are here live with whynotradio.com, just taking care of things. And broadcasting to you from the Redneck Getaway, we have more interviews now for you from some of the most important people worldwide right here on Why Not Radio. So once again, Johnny Brasco here with you.
And okay, Johnny Brasco.
Dude,
Jimmy. Let me jump in here. This is with Mayor's Money. We are currently beta testing Samantha Gage. And let me tell you about the unbelievable results. This young lady is just off the charts.
You can only imagine how she looks in HD.
It is, like I said, I mean, the conversions tell the story.
Now, please tell me the URL so we can know, so everybody will know where to go to right away.
Well, you can go to promote it at mayorsmoney.com.
Absolutely.
And you can go check her out at Samantha Gage,
GAUGE.com. Thank you.
And she is smoking hot.
I'm looking in front, and the funniest thing is you can't be compared to anybody. You are one of a kind. You are unique. You're gorgeous. Blonde hair, blue eyes, completely natural, completely gorgeous. So tell me your experience right now with Mayor's Money just from the get-go.
And Johnny forgot... forgot to mention the large, beautiful breast of this young lady.
We got to throw that in, you know.
I'm modest, man.
And with
He's
that,
being modest.
And with that, I'm going to go get another drink. Yet.
So tell me about your start, how you were discovered, and the process getting here.
Well, actually, I grew up with my best friend, which is Brooke Skye, and we were best friends the whole time, and she got into the business, and at first I was like, what are you doing? But then I hung around with it. I thought it was going to be a bunch of perverts and a bunch of assholes, but it really wasn't. It was a bunch of really cool, down-to-earth people. Everybody was really sweet. Mike Strauss from Mayor's Money and all the guys that work for him, the whole company, they're great people, and they just gave me such a great opportunity, and I love working for them, and it's just been a great experience.
Right. Now, what it comes down to, so you knew Brooke before she got into the business, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
So, I mean, were you best friends like in high school or what? How was it?
We've been friends since sixth grade. We've been best friends. We moved out of our homes we moved from our parents' house. We got an apartment. We got a one-bedroom apartment together.
Wow.
At 17, and we lived together. We shared the rent. We paid together. We lived together, and it was just a great time. We've been living with each other ever since.
So now, what it comes down to is, okay, so you took the responsibility, went ahead and went independent very early on. Now, I guess when both of you, I guess there was a point where both of you got into the business or were wanting to get into the business. Was it a point where if one of you got there, the other one was going to say, I'm going to get you into?
Well, what happened is she got into it and I didn't agree with it, but because I thought it was a certain way, like I said earlier, and I seen the way she was and I seen how happy it made her. And, you know, we come from a small town. We come from a very small town and there's not much going on there. And we got to move to this new town and it's just so much great things going on here, so many opportunities, not just in the business, but so many other opportunities, and just a great life out here, and it's so much fun, a lot of partying, as we see here, and just a great, fun time, and I thought, why not, you know? It's not hurting her. She's not doing, it's not like hardcore porn. I mean, it's clean, good porn, you know? Good soft porn, and it's just a blast. I love it. I'm so happy I got into it.
And in a way, it's just really artistic. I mean, it's a beautiful body. You love the way you look, and it's just good to present it. Now, let me ask you, since the website's come out, are you being noticed a lot? Are a lot of people coming up to you?
Well, I haven't gotten noticed yet, but from what I hear, I'm probably going to soon. Because I'm around Brooke. She's my best friend. We go out all the time, and she gets noticed every single time we go out. We can go to Target, and she gets noticed. And it's funny. It's not just like you think it'd be by old, nasty men or something like that, but it's not. It's by husbands and wives. The wife will point out, oh, that's Brooke, and the husband will be like, oh, wow, that is Brooke, you know? It's like, it's just really cool people, and it's young people. They don't discriminate. It's all kinds of fans. People think it's just a certain type of fan, but it's not. It's all kinds of fans, and I can't wait to get noticed by that, you know? To know that people appreciate my work and love it and enjoy it.
No, because that's the thing. Look, I'm only talking to you now. You're just in the inception. It's just only going to grow even higher. And you know what? I guess it's got to be nice, too, because if you're hanging out with Brooke, it's like guys have the preference blondes or girls, too, blondes or brunettes. And I'll tell you, out of my personal opinion, just seeing you now, for being, you know, blonde, you really do not portray the stereotype at all.
And
you are a sweetheart, really.
Thank you. And I don't want to stereotype the typical blonde porn star, because that's not me. That's not me at all.
Right.
I come from a small town. I'm not that type of person. I'm a blonde because I like being a blonde. I'm almost natural blonde, you know? Like, I just started highlighting my hair a couple years ago. And I love who I am, and I'm not the simple. I hate being a blonde at one point because people think you're this certain way, a certain type of person, this dumb, this ignorant, this stupid girl. I'm not that. I'm very smart. I have a very good sexuality about me, but it doesn't mean I have to be this nasty, raunchy blonde that everybody portrays nowadays. It's not that. I am wholesome and I'm good and I have fun, you know? It's like the saying, what's the saying? Damn it. Something like, on the streets, a good girl, something in the bed. I don't know how to go, but.
Oh.
What's the saying?
Freak in the bed. Wait. Something about the freak in the bed.
Yes, exactly. We know. You probably all know what we're talking
about.
Exactly. But.
No, but you know what it comes down to is that, so now what, how do you want to go ahead and, which direction do you want to be taking this now that you're getting the exposure?
I want people to know me. I want people to appreciate my work and like it. You know, I want good people to come onto my site and enjoy what I do, you know, because I work hard for what I'm doing. It doesn't sound like it, but it is a lot of hard work. I want people to see the best in me. I don't want them to see anything bad in me. I want them to see the best and enjoy and get to know me as a person and to get to know me and my, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, kind of a serious question. Now that you're exposed in the business, do you see it's going to be kind of, do you think you can still keep the wholesome, sweet side of you without letting the business, like, manipulate who you are?
Most definitely, and the only reason I say that is because I work for Mayor's Money.
Right.
And this company, my boss is a millionaire. He is. He can act any way he wants. He can have anything he wants, but he's not like that person.
He doesn't act like it.
He doesn't act like it. You would not be able to tell he was a millionaire. You can tell he was loaded, you know? He's just such a cool, down-to-earth person, and that's why I started this. I started working for them. It's because he's such a nice person. He's so wholesome, and they're just real people. You wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell anything about them. They even work for porn. They're just... So, such a good company to work for and such nice people that I know I'm not going to change for working. They'll never ask me to do anything I want that I don't want to. They'll never pressure me. They say, you do what you want. And, you know, they're just good people, and I love working for them. And I will never they will never ask me to change who I am, and that's why I love working for them.
Well, I can tell you one thing, everybody. You know, you really have to go ahead and look. If you get a look, I'm just looking at you in person. I can't keep my eyes off of you. But I'll tell you one thing. People need to go ahead and immediately, as soon as you get, you need to get a visual. As soon as you're watching this, as soon as you listen to this right now, you got to get a visual. SamanthaGauge.com. Again, that's SamanthaGauge.com. You help me out, you know. But absolutely, get a look at her website. You are a doll. Thank you so much, sweetheart. We'll get back to you soon. Right. After this break.
The Porn Philosophers with Punker Barbie and Vanilla DeVille.
Guys don't know what they're in for. Like, you got to check and do the pat down before you take a girl home.
What was she thinking? Oh, my gosh.
Brought a girl home one time. She had, they were having fun doing their thing, and she's like, oh, I'm hot. Can I take this off? He's like, oh, baby, yeah. Well, she didn't take off her clothes. She took off her wig.
No. Oh, my gosh.
He didn't even know what was in store.
Get a new name and move and go somewhere. Like, obviously, you don't want to be you.
Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
Proven and profitable. That's the kind of company you need to do business with. Now take that one step further. Everything in life is simple. Here's proof. Cams.com. The masterminds behind LegendaryLars.com have launched the newest, easiest, and most kick-ass way to make money with your cam traffic. Cams.com. Exceptional payout. $70 for the month of January. Exclusive user interface. Live webmaster support. And a company with a proven track record. Legendary Lars. Walk the path. Live the legend. It's your path paved with gold. Cams.com. Sign up today.
What do you see in my future?
Ah, I see surfers. Surfers. Many surfers. I see them. Listen, you can make your fortune with MovieDollars.com. Turn your exit traffic into loyal customers. Offer surfers over 7,000 titles with 35 new movies daily in pay-per-minute and video on demand. Work with the company to give you your own personalized theaters and URLs. Earn 25% recurring for life. MovieDollars.com. Turning your future into a fortune.
Dark Ladies Sexpose.
We've been talking with AVN award-winning black performer and director Vanessa Blue. What about black submissives?
As long as I've been a fetish model, no one wanted to ever put me in that position with a white girl. She had me tied up and was letting me get out of ropes and stuff, but as much as I enjoyed it, that was the last time stuff like that was offered to me, because for them it runs back to the days of slavery or something, and they feel there's going to be some backlash. But if you feel that way, then you shouldn't be mixing at all. Then when the white chick is bouncing up and down on the black dick, isn't that master in the slave house again?
Yeah, isn't that Mandingo and the
exactly.
Plantation owner's wife?
Yeah, that's okay, but you know, me letting a girl tie me up and spank me is wrong. That's fucked up, though. We need to let go of that.
Dark Ladies Sexpose. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the former host of the worldwide acclaimed Porn Philosopher Show and Shirley's Bitch. No, I'm just kidding. We're talking to DJ Kurash. It's good to have you over here, man.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on here. Former is right, man. Old and washed up.
You know, hey, I will tell you, it was tough shoes. Vanilla has done a good job at filling your shoes, because that was tough to fill those shoes, man. Because back in the day, it's like you guys controlled things. The audience was always there. Oceana was fucking with you, too, and all the bullshit was going on. And that was cool, man, but, you know. Anyway, so you left Arizona. You're still working with Local Building, correct?
Yes.
So you're still handling things, and
don't know, man. So what's happened now, San Fran? You were even telling me you don't like the weather over there. But anyway, what's the change been like for you since you left?
It's been a good change. I've been up in San Fran for 6 months. The weather, you know, I left from 110 degrees to about 60. Oh, yeah. So, but I'm moving back to L.A. I'm still with Local Billing, new clients over there, setting up a new development team. So I'm moving back to L.A., so I'm going to be back in the heat. But, yeah, saying Vanilla, she's done a great job. She and Punker, you know, of course, I can't compete with women, especially ones with big breasts.
Well, and not only, you know, Vanilla, let's just say, looks a little better than you, ma'am, just by a bit.
Only sometimes.
No, but you know what? Okay, so you're still staying in California, L.A. Well, first of all, you know what? Big difference between Arizona, California, and the kind of people you meet, how nice they are?
Actually, it is. Arizona, the people are nicer, except for when you get to, like, the mall in Arizona. The Fashion Square Mall, boy, that's like being in L.A., but times 10, because a lot of posers, a lot of wannabes over there, yeah. But overall, the people are nicer in Arizona.
So how did you manipulate the move to L.A.?
How did I? Oh, well, you know, it was just a natural move. We set up a team already in San Francisco. Now we got to build a new one in L.A., so I'm heading back. I actually have a home there, so it's easy to go back. I'm just going back to my own home.
So now, I guess an obvious question is, what is it that distinguishes your billing systems from those other names that I will not mention?
Well,
Mitch.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I said it. Sorry, Mitch.
We don't do anything in the United States. So our billing system is not, you know, it's not just for everybody. You already have to be established before you'd even want to work with us, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. So that's the key difference.
Well, and so now with the move to L.A., so that's obviously going to say you're looking to go ahead and expand the amount of employees you're going to have now. What's the expansion going to be doing in terms of your exposure and what you're going to be what the company's going to be doing and how they're expanding?
We're actually we're not trying to get exposure. We're staying, you know, we're doing fine. We're busy, and it's hard for us to keep up. And the way our billing works, it's a lot of moving parts. So we don't really want the exposure, so I don't want to talk to you anymore. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, if you want to talk about sex, I can talk about every fucking girl I want to go ahead and, like, take to the room tonight.
What's going on, man? What's with all these girls over here? God.
Hey, look, all I'm saying, bro, I got the Trojans in the fucking house, bro. They're already ready to go, man. I just got to pop them in and go, man. That's it. I'm fucking ready, dog.
And they're all excited right now because Miami just won.
Yeah, it's a good night, man. See, they're going to be jumping for joy off my dick. But, you know. Well, you know, we can only hope. But they'll get a good bounce off of me. I got a good bit of a bit of a gut that'll kind of like just ding, ding, you know. But let's not go to that visual part, okay? That's a little too much information.
We'll leave that for Vanilla and Parker to describe for you.
Let me tell you another thing, too, man. You know, I got to meet them at Internext in Vegas, and I'll tell you, they look just as beautiful in person. Like, okay, you worked in the same office with Shirley, right? With Punker. Wasn't it? Did you just get desensitized and just kind of got used to, like, being with this hot, gorgeous girl with you all the time?
She's like a little sister to me, man. I don't look at her that way.
At the beginning, baby.
Nah. I always beat up on her, you know, mentally. She was working with me, and I always used to beat up on her. So she's always been a little sister. I even moved her into my office so I could beat on her more.
Let me ask you this too, man. When it comes down to it, a lot of webmasters, they got so much love for you, so much respect. Hell, you got a MySpace page. I don't even know how many hundred people you got on there. Hell, I had to add myself on there to you too. But, you know, man, it's like you're having so much fun with this, man, and you've been out there for so long. You got good exposure. People know your name. And, you know, look, they see you pop into a chat in the Why Not Radio chat room, and they just light up. You know, how good does it feel to be still in the business and to have so much love from all your peers?
You're making me blush, man. Come on. I love this business. I've been around for a long time. I've gotten to know some of the nicest people. Some of my best friends now are in this business. everybody seems to be really cool. Every once in a while you get a jackass in the crowd, but they come and go. For the most part, great people. I'm going to keep doing it till I'm 90.
Exactly.
Kurash, former Porn Philosopher's co-host, my boss. Keep taking down the green lizards and I'll be joining you, man. Then this guy right here, I'm right in front of, you know, how many fucking times you got to be on the air, man? How many times can you get an interview? You've been on Ali's show, you've been on Punker's show, you've been on, like, fucking everybody's, okay? But, you know, no, he's a good guy. Let me tell you, awesome guy to work with, to deal with, man. DJ Eric from Rage Cash. Boss, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
So now you had a poster. The thing is, so you had quite a trip to come down here from Central Florida, Tampa, to be exact. And anyway, so you happy you made it over here and got to meet some old friends?
Yeah, definitely. This one specifically because it's smaller. Like, some of the cooler people that I know are here. The trip wasn't bad. About 4 hours. Drove through a bunch of alligator territory and saw some cool landscape, Florida territory. Cool.
75, that's what you can go all the way down, I bet.
Yeah, 75 to 595 to A1A to the beach.
See, because you know what, man? When I've gone through Tampa, I'll go through 27. And you know what, man? I'll tell you one thing. I don't like the fact. Well, first of all, you ever gone through 27 and go through South Bay with them fucking cops over there? There's only 11 cop cars out there. Them fuckers put, you're going 65 going through 27, or are you going up wherever? And then it goes to like 35 right there. Them motherfuckers, they got the real bad speed trap at that city alone. And there's a bunch of places coming up, like Brandon, Plant Cities like that. So you took the highway just so you can avoid all that shit.
Oh, yeah. They're making revenue for the city. That's how they make their revenue, parking tickets and speeding tickets.
Yeah. So now tell me, obviously, what's being worked on with Rage Cash in terms of traffic and any new programs, anything we're looking at for this year?
Well, right now, we're kind of just chilling for summertime. We're letting it ride through because it's so erratic right now with the sales and the traffic, and we're building some new sites, shooting a lot of new content.
But there's not a need of launching anything new right now. It's just, I guess, so everything that's established right now is doing really well.
Everything right now that's established is doing real well. It's consistent, but I'm looking to build into phase three. The phase two branding and promotional stage is finished. We're wrapped that up. We've pulled a lot of our advertising dollars back just to let revenue build and, you know, ride the summer through. We have a bunch of new sites coming out. I can't say exactly when because I don't know when we're gonna finish them, but we're looking to build phase three and do phase three just as big as we did phase one when we come out again.
Right.
Surge, almost like another surge, you know?
And if everybody wants to go and take a look at it, obviously you go to ragecash.com, RageCash.com. Now, I guess people are going to definitely want to know, what other trade shows are you planning to go to this year?
For the next one coming up for me, I just found out someone needs me to go to Cybernet, so I'm going to fly in for the weekend for that one.
Damn, you're going to have no time to relax, man.
Nah, I travel a lot. Then July 12th, we have the XBiz Summer Forum. We're doing it big out there. We've got it locked down with the entertainment at the swimming pool. A lot of good business to be done out there. This is their first year. So we're looking to do that big. We've been smashing the hype and the promotions on the board. Then, right after that, it's looking like probably Miami Internex. We're doing that. And then Curacao.
Absolutely. Gathering. That's good stuff, man. So I guess when it comes down to, let me ask you now about your hobby, the DJ. Why the DJ is in front of your name. So, with all the work you're doing with Ragecast, when do you find time to perform?
To be honest with you, 100% honest with you, I spend a lot of my hours, you know, late night when I'm drinking, just messing with my turntables, making music on the computer, you know, working on little music video projects that I got for people in the mainstream. Whenever I can get a chance to get at it, I do it. I don't really DJ a lot down here in Tampa, which is kind of a good thing because I don't have time to keep up with it.
Yeah.
But I my stuff with the adult industry, what I'm doing, you know, DJing whenever I can is fine with me. I'm getting old. I'm 36. I've DJed for 15 years in clubs.
Brother, you look like you're 25. You got to be fucking kidding me, man. You look younger than me, man.
I think the liquor you're lucky. Served me.
Yeah, it aged you just like the whiskey does.
There you go. I'm aged like the whiskey. Last week, my liver ran away, and I had to chase him down and put him back in my body.
You know, I wonder if they actually asked you. You know, I keep seeing on the boards about Halcyon, the pink-haired dude, Flash Cash, and Flog the Log. They want to do that Vegas dance-off. You know what would be good is if DJ Eric was actually playing the music for the dance-off at X-Biz?
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why didn't they promote? I never saw it, man.
We haven't announced it yet, so hopefully this won't go live until after we announce it, like Monday or Tuesday. But
this week?
Yeah.
Well, then don't worry about it. It will be announced. And guess who got that scoop first, baby? Yeah! Why not radio? Dog. Well, that's only because you had a couple of Heinies or a couple of beers already before, so.
Right.
I'll make it a point not to air that until later on. That's all fine.
Right, we'll do it Monday.
Absolutely. Who knows? We'll probably have to get you on for an interview on the air. We'll get you back on again and can announce that. Who knows? I'm actually thinking we might have to get Halcyon, Flog the Lock. We might have to get them on so they can kind of like. Huh?
Let's get them on the air because we got big hype. It's actually funny how that thing started. You know, me and Floggy were just like joking about it, and the next thing I know, they like jumped up and created a website, and then next thing I know, I see banners and wallpapers and.
I love the banners, man. The banners are hot.
See, now they're battling back and forth with like training videos and all kinds of funny stuff, and like people on the boards are just digging it, and I'm setting up a couple of other pre-battles. For people that want to, you know, dance off, like I'm probably gonna throw Ramos in there because he thinks he can dance, and Poppy, and a couple other people that just have a good time and just get out with people and act a fool. You know, that's what it's all about, having a good time, not taking stuff so serious.
Okay, I wanted to ask what happened.
Okay, now what I want to ask too, getting on to all seriousness. Obviously, I talked to Ramos a little bit earlier, and obviously there was a lot of flack from GFY posters about the issues with Fleshlight. Obviously, he just came into it, and I know you came and went to bat for him, and obviously you know the credibility and integrity of the guy. So I guess what it comes down to, you know, do you think it's turned out okay, and are you happy that it didn't blow up to be something more?
Yeah, you know, I think Ramos got a bum rap on that whole situation. Like, everybody knows it. You know, GFY is like a cutthroat place, and he didn't get the same kind of, you know, beat up that he did on GFY on other boards, like JBM and Medium Pimpin' and, you know, spots like that. So I think it's just a select group. And the way I kind of look at that is, like, we have, you know, tens of thousands of webmasters around the world promoting, you know, adult pay sites, tangible goods, and all that kind of stuff. And you have about 20 people. Which is like 0.001% of, you know, the adult community that just like to beat up on everybody, including me. Yeah. Like, I have my own set of trolls that follow me around, and they just never have nothing good to say. They're angry. They're, you know, they're in their basement, you know. They don't do anything, and they're just mad at the world, and that's just how it is. And, you know, Ramos got a bum rap. Fleshlight had problems way before Ramos got there. Their commerce back end is horrible. Their stats tracking is horrible. They know that. They're taking the steps to fix it. So why do you really need to bash on Ramos just because he goes to a bunch of shows to network, which is what they hired the guy to do? Go out, party, have a good time, get in a bunch of pictures, promote the brand. And that's what the guy's doing. You know, I've been a nightclub promoter and an event promoter for 15 years, and I'm one of the better promoters, I think. I think Ramos is one of the top three promoters as far as, like, working the boards and being funny and developing, you know, his personality. So I have to jump in and defend him just like I would defend anybody else. And I would hope that people would get my back on the issue, too, you know?
You know what it comes down to, too, is that you're talking about the fact that when people can't get the amount of traffic that you guys get, whether Ramos through Fleshlight or you through Rage Cash or anybody else, if they can't get the kind of traffic and the kind of content that's coming out there, you know that's one of those things where you kind of just have to deflect all the naysayers and whatever they're gonna say.
Yeah, and I mean, just it's kind of like it's a hater thing, you know. Like, don't hate on these people. Get out there and do it yourself, you know. Most people don't do things because they're afraid of failing at them. You know, fear is false. What is the fear acronym? F-E-A-R. Well, whatever it is. It means if you're not afraid to take a risk, then
you can't do well.
Other people that do take risks and jump out there and get their feet wet and, you know, get to know people. And that's what it's all about. You know, buy yourself a plane ticket, go to a show, meet some people, get in some pictures. But you can't, like, jump into people because we have drinks together, you know, this stand-up guy, top-notch guy thing. Like, this internet is this business is about risk.
Right.
You either take them or you limit yourself to whatever you're doing at the moment, you know? So you drive forward or you stay stagnant, and that's the bottom line, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, since 99 I've been in this business, and it's always been eat or be eaten.
Right.
And that's just how it is. That's how it's going to always be.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to come down to that, but you know what? In the long run, you're going to see who stands on top. You're doing what you're doing, you're going to do well, and that's all there is to it. So everybody else can go ahead and take their shots, their pot shots right now, and fuck them.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring it on.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid of nobody. You know, I will go the distance to take care of anybody as a friend. I'll stick my neck out there for people that I don't even know. You know? And if more people, you know, adopted that attitude, then I don't think the industry would have the problems that it does with so many other people trying to come in and take it over, like .XXX and everything else. If people united a little bit more and it wasn't so much me, 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 and renegade bandits and scandals, you know, we'd be all right.
And you know what? That also comes down to, that's passion for the business. Because if you have a passion for defending the integrity of your brand, then that's the kind of passion you also push out to the people that push traffic through you.
Absolutely. It's like, develop a good product, apply it to a market, brand it correctly, gain backing from your supporters who are sending you traffic, and you'll be good forever. Yeah.
DJ Eric from Rage Cash, thank you so much for coming on the special. I'm gonna definitely see you here next.
You will.
I'm gonna find out what happens with that Vegas dance off. That's just gonna be hilarious, bro. Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's gonna do it for this edition of the Why Not Radio coverage of the Redneck Getaway. For now, but of course you can always catch multiple specials of the Redneck Getaway right here. On this spot, you can always check it on demand right now at whynotradio.com. Just click on the archive page and click and do it. In the meantime, Johnny Brasco signing out from beautiful, lovely Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We'll see you around. Pleasure's been yours. So long, everybody.